Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Chris Mabee, and today I'll be reading from the Good Housekeeping Magazine. The first article is by Liz Schumer, and it's entitled Motivate with Positivity. Experts explain why punishing pets does not work and why a gentler training approach can be the key to success. If your dog jumps on visitors, chews your shoes instead of their toys, or noses through the trash, resist the urge to scold or grab them, say experts. You might feel better by yelling at the dog or doing something to stop that behavior that you dislike, but stopping a behavior does not show what you want your learner to do instead, explains professional dog trainer and author Melissa McHugh McGrath. Punishment only suits the punisher. Instead, teach them an alternate skill. Working with them also builds your bond, so you and your dog will become a team working toward the same calm household. Like all mammals, dogs are always looking for more of the things they enjoy, like tasty food and attention from their people, notes certified behavior consultant Mikkel Becker, lead animal trainer for Fear-Free Pets. The trick is to teach them at a rate that lets them be successful and keeps them from getting frustrated or giving up or feeling confused, she says. Moving at their pace, setting them up for success, and making the reward more enticing than the undesirable behavior are all important. Manage their environment. First, make sure your home environment isn't accidentally reinforcing your dog's problematic behaviors. For example, putting the trash can where they can't get to it or using one that locks will help them avoid being tempted to go through the trash. If your puppy potties on the living room carpet when left alone, keeping them close to you or in an enclosure on an uncarpeted area can help while they learn more appropriate places to go, Becker advises. And make sure everyone in your household is on board. Any time that another person is still reinforcing unwanted behaviors, or we are allowing that unwanted behavior, it makes it all the more challenging to address and to really make a change, Becker explains. And meet their needs. Unwanted behaviors are often a result of a dog's trying to satisfy their needs, explains Becker. That's why it's crucial to not only redirect them to what you want them to do, but also think about why they're misbehaving. Dogs will often act out to get your attention if you engage with them only when they're doing something you don't like, Becker says. So to show them that they don't have to eat your shoes to get noticed, make sure you praise them when they're lying down quietly or playing with their toys independently. Also, replacing regular feeding bowls with feeding puzzles at mealtimes can help a dog express their natural instinct to scavenge for food. When trying to teach a dog to go potty outside, make a big deal of it when they do, and then don't call them back inside or end the walk right away, Becker adds. If you do that, it can teach your dog that right after they go, the fun ends. Some dogs will actually learn to hold it to extend their time outside and make it a lifestyle change. Rome wasn't built in a day, and good behavior won't be either. Shifting your thinking to the long term can help prevent frustration if it takes your pet some time to learn what you want. Becker suggests thinking of training as a lifestyle shift and integrating short sessions into your day. Maybe you practice sit, stay, and down while you're reheating something in the microwave or for the length of a commercial break on TV. Short sessions work best because dogs lose focus and become frustrated after more than 5 minutes or so, Becker says. And a frustrated or bored dog won't learn well. And remember the four D's. McHugh McGrath advises her clients to think about the four D's that can impact training success. Distance, duration, distractions, and difficulty. If your dog is learning to focus amid distractions, make sure that you're close to them and that any distraction is far enough away that your dog can focus on you. Keep the duration of your training short and make sure you're not starting at a higher difficulty level than they can handle or moving on to a new challenge before they've mastered the fundamentals. There's a fifth D, and it's drugs, McHugh McGrath adds. If we can't make enough serotonin, then store-bought is fine, and that goes for our dogs as well. Some dogs have anxiety or other medical issues that can contribute to unwanted behavior, so always check with your veterinarian to be sure there's not a physical barrier to their living their best, most well-behaved life. And the next article is called, Are You Overdoing Your Skincare? And this is by April Franzino. The beauty market is more crowded than ever, making it tempting to experiment with and pile on products. But more can actually do more harm than good. Dermatologists delve into the risks of skincare excess and explain how to find a happy medium. The saying, too much of a good thing, applies to skincare too. The prevalence of overuse is likely due to exposure to products on social media and elsewhere online without guidance from experts, says dermatologist Stacy Tull, MD, the owner of St. Charles County Dermatological Surgery in St. Louis. This results in complex, multi-step regimens, constantly trying new products and using formulas that don't fit your skin needs, that are too strong, or that contain ingredients that could be harmful together. And signs that skincare has gone wrong. Whether or not you have sensitive skin, your complexion will sound the alarm when you've gone overboard. Here are telltale cues. The first is irritation. You may notice red patches, allergic contact dermatitis, or hives, and may experience minor pain, such as a burning sensation, says Tricia Khanna, MD, a dermatologist in Orlando, Florida. And the next is dryness. Signs that the skin's natural protective barrier is damaged include dryness, peeling or flaking, itching, and tightness, Dr. Khanna adds. And the next is flare-ups. Overusing skincare can exacerbate underlying skin issues such as eczema and rosacea, Dr. Khanna explains. And the last one is new breakouts. Layering on too many products or using formulas that are overly heavy or that contain poor clogging ingredients can bring on or worsen blemishes. And four ways to do damage control. You went too far and it shows on your skin. It happens. Put out the fire and prevent future flare-ups with these pro tips. Number one, press pause. Give skin a reset. Stop using your current products and switch to a basic regimen. Dr. Tull says, look for the labels hypoallergenic, fragrance-free, alcohol-free, and non-comedogenic, which means non-pore clogging. And the second, stay calm. For immediate relief of irritation, apply a cold compress and a moisturizer that contains soothing ingredients, such as ceramides, hyaluronic acid, aloe, and oatmeal to the area. If symptoms persist, consult a dermatologist. And number three, don't mix actives. Going forward, avoid applying strong active ingredients like exfoliants, acids, retinol, and benzoyl peroxide on the same day to prevent stripping skin of its protective barrier, Dr. Tull advises. And number four, be cautious. Do a patch test before applying a new product all over your face, suggests Dr. Khanna. Dab the formula on a hidden area of skin, like the jawline, then remove it after the standard time period. If a reaction occurs, stop using it. And streamline your routine. To maximize skin health and minimize side effects, take a cue from the skin streaming trend, which involves simplifying a regimen to just the essentials. Adhere to these dermatologist-recommended steps to keep any skin type balanced. The first one is cleanse. Wash your face twice daily to remove impurities, Dr. Tull says. Choose a mild, non-soap cleanser to mitigate irritation. And Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab tested La Roche-Posay. And it's called Tolerian Purifying Foaming Cleanser. It's $17 at drugstores. And moisturize. Apply a face moisturizer every morning and night to replenish and seal in hydration, Dr. Tull suggests. And Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner. It's by Aveeno, and it's called Calm and Restore Oat Gel Moisturizer. It's $20 at drugstores. And the last thing is protect. Sun protection is the most important daily step, Dr. Khanna says. Opt for a minimal SPF that contains zinc oxide, which has skin calming effects. And Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab test winner. This is by Sun Bum, and it's called Mineral SPF 30 Sunscreen Face Lotion. And it's $20, and it's available at CVS, or you could go to CVS.com for more information. And the next article is Spring Cleaning Made Easy by Carolyn Forte. A few minutes are all you need for a seasonal spruce-up. Make things sparkle with these genius tips and tricks from the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab. And the first area of the article says, pick your approach. Before lifting a finger, select the strategy that best fits the time and energy you have to spare this season. Number one, choose one big job. Got a massive task that's been nagging at you for months, be it cleaning out the basement, polishing the furniture, or deep cleaning the sofa, make it your mission now. Crossing it off your list will be a relief. Number two, target only the tough spots. If you speed clean all year, use this time to hit areas you usually skip, such as hard-to-reach window coverings, behind furniture pieces, the stove or fridge, and under-area rugs. It'll be satisfying to know these zones are done. And number three, tackle those annual must-dos. Is washing every window, steam cleaning all carpets, or another project a non-negotiable spring cleaning job for you? Then go for it. There's nothing like keeping up an annual tradition to give you a sense of accomplishment. And Good Housekeeping Seal Stars save the day. Zero in on common trouble spots and get wow-worthy results in almost no time with top-tested products backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. And the first says, degrease the kitchen. After months of cooking, a thin, tacky film has likely settled on your range hood, refrigerator top, and cabinet fronts. Dissolve it quickly with a grease cutter, like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Mr. Clean Clean Freak. That's safe to use on multiple surfaces. Do an oven self-clean or just spot clean the interior and the door. Now fire up the grill. And dive into bedding. While the linens are washing, focus on the mattresses. Pass a steamer across the tops, sides, and edges to kill dust mites, then vacuum. Zap stains with a 50-50 mix of hydrogen peroxide and water, and a few drops of dish liquid. Rinse and let dry. Apply a sanitizer, like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Microban 24-Hour Sanitizing Spray to kill bacteria. And work the walls. Trust us, once you notice fingerprints, scuffs, and dinginess, you can't unsee them. Nab dust. Yes, walls collect dust with a dry mop, like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Swiffer Sweeper. Buff scrapes with an eraser pad or a cleaning paste. For grime, Spritz a cloth with all-purpose cleaner and wipe in a circular motion to blend the area with the rest of the wall. And cool tools, mini marvels. Good things do come in small packages. These little champs help cut cleaning down to size. And the first is Better Trash Bag. A small waste can lined with a grocery bag is an eyesore. Unlined, it's icky to empty and clean. Finer liners, mini bag dispenser can live right inside the can. Remove the full liner and a new one is behind it. And the brand name is Finer Liner, and they're called Small Bin Liner Kit, $26. And you can go to shopfinerliner.com for more information. And Super Scourer. Powered scrubbers are popular but can be bulky. Black & Decker Slim Brush recharges in a caddy and can be neatly stashed in the kitchen or bathroom. And the brand name is Black & Decker, and it's called Rechargeable Grime Buster Pro Power Scrubber Brush. It's $37, and it's available on Amazon. And Power Pad, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, is a cleaning phenom, and now it's thicker for a hefty feel and less breakage during tough scrubbing jobs. The brand name is Mr. Clean, and it's called Magic Eraser Ultra Thick, and it's $6 for three of them, and they are available at Target. And give floors a facelift. Carpet, hardwood, and tile take a beating all winter long. Revive them fast. Carpets and rugs. Stains are the biggest offenders, as is grime near doorways or a favorite chair. Target these areas with a portable carpet cleaner or a carpet spray or foam like those from Woolite. You can also dab stains with a cloth dipped in a mix of 1/4 teaspoon dish liquid and 2 cups of warm water. Rinse and blot dry. And wood and laminate. Restoring the glow is easy. Spray 3-foot sections with a wood floor cleaner like Bona's Power Plus Hardwood Floor Deep Cleaner, a top-tested Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab pick. Mop with and across the grain and let dry. Buff out stubborn scuffs with a cloth-covered non-scratch scrubbing pad. And glazed tile. Ceramic and porcelain tiles are easy to clean. It's the grout that isn't. If you have a steam mop, preferably one with a grout cleaning attachment, that's the speediest tool. If not, mop the tile with a floor cleaner and use a clingy bleach gel cleaner like Soft Scrub and a brush to renew the grout. And when to go pro. No time, no worries. Hiring outside help can let you get your biggest jobs done pronto. And the first is windows. Using a window cleaning service is a great way to get the job done in a day and avoid having to climb a ladder yourself. Most offer indoor and outdoor cleaning options, which usually include cleaning the frames. Cleaning screens may cost extra. You'll have to remove all indoor window coverings and nearby furniture to create access and minimize potential damage. And carpet deep clean. Sure, you could do this yourself, but if you have rooms worth of carpet to clean, calling in a pro could be easiest. Many pros use more powerful equipment than you could buy or rent. Move small furniture pieces, pre-treat spots, and apply a fresh layer of stain protectant. Some warranty their work and will return for a second pass if stains reappear or you are not satisfied. And whole home refresh. Even if you don't use a regular cleaning service, hiring one for a single seasonal deep clean can be a smart investment, saving you time and energy. Services vary, but they'll often do the usual tasks along with extras like vacuuming the tops of drapes and behind furniture, dusting walls and cleaning the refrigerator, the oven, and even the laundry room. And tested for you, cleaning demons. Work smarter, not harder, with these lab-tested powerhouses. And the first is a stain blaster. Bissell's little green TikTok star now has even more muscle. It generates steam to penetrate better and dissolve carpet and upholstery messes quickly. And the brand name is Bissell, and it's called Little Green Hydro Steam Pet Portable Carpet Cleaner. It's $230, and you can go to Bissell.com. That's Bissell.com. And a top mop. A spray mop is ideal for safely cleaning wood floors. Swiffer's new one uses a pad with hundreds of dirt-grabbing strips for faster, deeper cleaning. The brand name is Swiffer, and it's called Power Mop Wood Mop Kit, $35, and it's available at Target. And the last one, Steam Star. Convert Euroflex's upright mop to a portable one and attach its slim brush. Now you can steam clean floor grout without getting on your hands and knees. Brand name is Euroflex, EUROFLEX. And it's called Vapor Pro M4S Hybrid Steam Mop. And it's $350 and it's available on Amazon. And skip these tips. TikTok, Instagram, and other social media sites are awash in advice promising to make cleaning easy and more satisfying. Some info is legit, but some can be downright dangerous. Here's when to keep scrolling. The first says, mix products. There's no debating it. Mixing cleaning products is a big mistake. Bleach and ammonia are the most notable toxic combination, but other concoctions can also be hazardous. To be safe, use products one at a time and rinse well between applications. And another one you shouldn't do is ignore labels. Products are safety tested for the uses listed on their labels. While some off-label ideas like cleaning a grill with dish spray are harmless, others can ruin carpet, fabric, and more. Be wary of advice to use a product in a way that strays too far from what it's intended for. And the next one you shouldn't do, decant cleaners. Brightly colored cleaners look pretty when displayed in glass vessels, but this can be risky. If a child, an elderly relative, or a pet gets into them, the consequences can be harmful or even fatal. Cleaning products are not decor. Store them in closed, original packaging. And maintenance must-dos. This little part of the article is by Dan DeClerico, who is the Home Improvement Lab Director. He says, spring is the perfect time to tackle these important household tune-ups so your home stays clean and safe. Tend to your air conditioner. Give central or window air conditioners a once-over. Wash filters and replace non-washable ones. Clean dust from vents and debris from any exterior compressor. Have a service pro check the coolant level and flush the condenser coils. And clear the gutters. Blocked gutters and downspouts can overflow, leading to leaks and serious damage to foundation walls. Remove all debris and flush with a hose to dislodge any clogs. Hire a service pro if it's too much or too dangerous to do this yourself. And de-lint the dryer. Lint is flammable, so unplug and carefully slide the dryer away from the wall. Vacuum the back and all around it. Detach and clean the duct. Outdoors, remove debris from the exhaust port. Pro services, purge lint from the entire duct. And closets and drawers conquer clutter. Whether it's a closed closet, a kitchen cabinet, or a junk drawer, cleaning things out is just as important as cleaning them up. Here's how to tackle that. Number one, purge. Take out the items in the drawer or closet one by one and place each one of these four piles. The first pile is keep. These are items you use or wear. They will be going back into the drawer or the closet. The next is relocate. Put things here that you still want, but that should be stored elsewhere. The next pile is donate. This pile is for items in good condition that others might be able to use. And the last pile is toss or recycle. If you no longer want or need it, and it's in poor shape and not worth donating, place it here. And number two is clean. Now that your space is empty, clean it thoroughly. For a closet, vacuum the walls, any shelves, and the floor or carpet. Pay special attention to corners and crevices, and dust the rod. For a drawer, vacuum and then wipe the interior, sides, and front with a damp cloth. Number three, organize. If you have them, add dividers, bins, boxes, shelf risers, or any other devices that will keep the space neat and help it be better organized. Put back the items you're keeping there in a thoughtful, logical way. The things you use most often should be in the front and easy to access. And number four, maintain. Reassess every few weeks to make sure your organizational system is working. If not, it's easier to make periodic minor adjustments than it will be to do another full clean out. And the last small item, it's about food. It says, build your best sandwich. Follow this formula for a scrumptious stack. Number one is bread. Pick something sturdy like whole wheat slices or ciabatta rolls that will hold up to superior fillings. Lightly toast slices to prevent the bread from getting soggy. Number two, spreads and sauces. A smear each of hummus and smashed avocado adds richness and top-notch nutrients and helps keep other ingredients in place. Number three, fillings. A combo of raw and cooked produce provides unbeatable texture. Hungry for cold cuts? Drape thin slices on, then top with veggies. And number four, seasonings. Be sure to flavor every layer. A sprinkle of flaky salt brings out the sweetness of tomatoes, while a pinch of pepper or red pepper flakes will add heat. Well, that's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading the March/April edition of the Good Housekeeping Magazine. And I'm Chris Mabee, and so long until next time.